Watch us. Love us. Just follow WEEI on Twitch. Jones and Keefe.
On WEEI.
What's in today's Friday four-pack?
Jones and Keefe here on a Friday on WEEI. It's Patriots Friday. It's also time for the Friday four-pack. It's brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. Visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies at Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. You just heard Milton Williams, Patriots defensive lineman, on a Patriots Friday. If you missed any of that, Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Get it on your phone. Free. Easy. Take it with you wherever you go. You can also listen on the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps. Coming up about 15 minutes from now, we'll recap the Jones and Keefe fantasy draft from last night.
Whew.
Which, I don't know, I'm feeling...
Flew by.
It flew by.
Big hummed.
I'm feeling better about it than the grade I got from ESPN, I can tell you that.
ESPN was not kind to either one of our drafts.
No. Really?
But that's okay.
Well, I was about to say really the whole show. Somebody actually did very well.
Somebody did extremely well.
So we'll get to that coming up about 15 minutes from now. In the meantime, it's the four-pack, a four-pack of questions every Friday. Bridget, what do we have today?
All right, number one. In the MLB expansion draft, should Paul Skenes be the first pick?
You have everybody. You're starting over, starting from scratch. Everybody's thrown into a pile.
My answer is no. And that's not
just because he's a pitcher.
Correct. It's not because he's
clearly Roman Anthony.
He's ridiculously talented. Not a bad answer. He's ridiculously talented. I do think I would take him over any other pitcher. Would you take him before Skubal? Let's start with that. Would you take him before Skubal?
I would. Yeah,
me too.
He's just turned 23, and he's been unbelievable. It feels like, inevitably he will be out for a season, but then he'll probably come back.
I would take him before any other pitcher, but because he's a pitcher, I wouldn't take him first in an expansion.
How high, though, would you go?
High.
Yeah, like top five still has to be.
Maybe
would
not quite that high.
Would Otani be the first pick, even though he's 31, just because how crazy he is?
Probably him or Judge. I mean, Judge is old.
I know.
But he's awesome.
But I think Roman Anthony's not a bad suggestion.
Roman Anthony's a high pick.
Yeah.
Roman Anthony is a high pick in an MLB expansion draft. Are we missing anybody else super obvious?
I mean, Crochet wouldn't fall too far down, I don't think.
Yeah, maybe Skenes is higher than I thought.
Bobby Witt.
Bobby Witt would be a great one. Witt's a great one.
Big Domperer. No.
Pete Crow?
Pete Crow,
he's
like.
Young.
I feel like hasn't Pete Crow and your guy there, Kyle Tucker, haven't they cooled off like a ton?
Kyle Tucker hasn't had a home run like 2 months.
Well, right,
Kyle Tucker's gonna be
I think
right.
That changed recently, but it was
off the field.
Correct.
Really.
It was like a super long time
in between
home runs. I feel like Pete Crow might have cooled down.
He had 2 home runs last weekend in a game against the Angels, but he's only at 21 on the season now. Kyle Tucker was on pace for like way more than that.
Pete Crow's sitting on...
But he's 2 home runs away from a 30-30 season. Pete Crow?
Yeah, I was looking that up. He's sitting on 28 homers. I was just looking up the steals. Nice.
Yeah.
All right, he'd be a high pick.
Ellie would be up there too.
Honestly, maybe the answer is Roman Anthony. That might be a homer pick, but he's 21, position player, already is a great at-bat.
So what about, like, Caminero? Mm-hmm. Caminero's closing in on, like, 40 homers. He's been a monster. But, like, yeah, young players like that should go very high in an expansion draft. Skenes would go high. I wouldn't take him first, though.
I might take him 2 or 3, though, because he's 8 years younger than Shohei. So Shohei would be a great pick, and you'd burn hot, and you'd have to maximize the first 3 years of your team there. But I mean, long term, you got to consider Skenes.
The kid from Oakland, Kurtz. Is he talking
they
about
have a
Kurtz?
Few.
Yeah, Kurtz.
Yeah.
Oh, Kurtz. Yeah. Okay. That would not
Nick
be
Nick Kurtz.
That wouldn't be
careful.
My selection. There.
I got it right. He does have 27 dongs. He's hitting .309.
Yeah, he came right up. He's mashing.
He has an OPS over 1,000.
That's pretty good.
Holy smokes.
Right, well, maybe. He's
22.
Okay.
All right, add him to the pile.
All right, put him in there.
Put him on.
I said I wouldn't take him. Maybe I would actually. Now that I've heard those numbers, maybe I would. Right. What else do we have, Bridget?
How many wins will Bill Belichick and North Carolina have this year?
All right, the big opener on Monday night against TCU.
Yeah, 5 or 6.
I would go more 7.
I know,
or 8.
I know you're going to go higher than that.
I am going to go higher than that.
5 or 6 sounds right to me. If you're going to pin it down, I'd say 6, I guess.
All right, when you look at it, preseason rankings obviously can in 2 weeks be completely torn apart. But as of right now, their schedule has 1 ranked opponent.
Clemson?
Clemson.
Okay.
That's it. So what do they have? 12 regular season games? I think they win 8. I'll put them down for 8.
They have 12 plus, you think a bowl game. That's why I would skew 6. So they're going to
count the bowl game? That counts the big
At the end of the year, I would count that. Yeah, the Wasabi Fenway Bowl, yeah.
They're
going to lose to TCU.
That's fine.
They're probably going to get crushed. But then it's Charlotte and Richmond.
Right.
Probably a win-win. Yeah. UCF is a decent mid-tier year-to-year. I don't know how they're supposed to be this
Blake
year.
Bortles back?
Dylan Gabriel started his career there.
Yeah.
Clemson, they're going to get smashed by. Then, yeah.
Their last three games, though, are Wake, Duke, and NC State.
Yeah, even before that. Cal at home, flying across the country. I'm sorry, they're at Cal. They have to fly to Cal.
Is Cal the program that they want to, like, defunct because they can't get the funding for it?
Yeah, Cal blows.
Yeah, no.
But so does UNC. I mean, this is my thing. It's like funny to me, though. All those teams stink, but so do the Tar Heels.
Yeah, it's very Patriots-like.
It
mirrors the Patriots. I think the Patriots might have a better roster than North Carolina does, but the reason why I think the Pats win a bunch of games is the same reason I think North Carolina would. I don't think the schedules are all that difficult for either one.
All right, to change the question, you went with 8?
I went with 8-4.
I'm going with 6.
Or maybe even 8-5.
Yeah,
I guess I'm going
like 6-7 at the end of the day. Do you think they cover against TCU? TCU is a 3.5-point favorite at UNC on Monday.
No. 3.5? And I think that was 1.5. That's one of these ones that has jumped. I think everybody pounced on TCU.
TCU is going to smash them.
I think TCU beats them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But then I think they rally and they rip off like 3 straight wins before Clemson.
Yeah. That sounds right. Yeah. Something. Yeah. I mean, they're going to beat. I already backed out of who it is.
Charlotte, Richmond, Central Florida.
Bunch of easy teams.
Yeah.
Okay.
Something to watch, though. I'll be locked in on Monday.
Oh, I'll be for sure. We'll probably be talking about it a lot on Tuesday.
Yep.
What else, Bridget?
Is August closer to the best month or the worst month?
Way closer to the worst month.
Interesting.
What do you mean by this, by the way? Like,
what do you mean? What do I mean by that? I think it's pretty clear.
Is it almost the best or almost the worst?
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or maybe you think it is the worst, but is it closer? Which one is it closer to?
I would say it's closer to the best than the worst.
It's closer to the worst, and here's why. September, October, November, December.
December?
March, April, May, June. That's 8 months that are better than August.
December?
It's too hot in August.
December.
December sneaky isn't even that cold. We don't even get snow in December. You get Christmas.
Yeah, but it's still cold. No, so Christmas is the saving grace there for December.
Football?
What about January?
I didn't include January.
Oh, January wasn't August.
I didn't include January.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
I think January is worse than August. I don't like being hot. August is too hot. And there's no like football that matters yet. The baseball playoffs aren't there yet. There's no hoops or hockey. Like August stinks.
Yeah, but that does it. That's also like it's a borderline work-free month. I mean, by our standards, we're both off a bunch.
On all my vacations in August.
Yeah, that's like vacation.
I love my job. I'm not looking forward to the next vacation.
Also, my birthday is in August. It's actually tomorrow, so August is the best.
Well, that's a very selfish take.
Thank you. I finally get the sick brag.
No, I think it's way closer to the worst. Even if it's not the worst, it's closer to that.
What's the best month?
October?
Yeah, that's a pretty good answer.
October.
Yeah, okay.
I feel good about that.
August is closer.
Or Dorktober.
August is closer to that. The only thing I don't like about August is you're now wrapping things up and you're getting closer to having to go back to work. But I like August. It's a vacation time, Keith.
Yeah, but it's the Sunday of the summer.
It is the Sunday of the summer. That's true.
Yeah.
That's definitely true.
Right? Because you're just like, oh my God, whether you're going back to school, back to work,
August scaries is like the Sunday scaries.
People have that.
Yeah, I see
June
that.
Is like a Friday, July is your Saturday.
I can also see being a little worn out by, you know, all of the...
Yes, you're exhausted.
Lots of running around and taking family vacations. So I can see being worn out. I still do like August. It's closer to the best than the worst. Finally, what else, Bridget?
Which celebrity wedding would you most want to attend, past or future?
All time.
All time celebrity wedding. Go to any celebrity wedding of all time. Hmm.
All right, so we were...
Which Affleck J-Lo would you choose?
I was going to say, Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce would be, I imagine, high on some people's lists.
Yeah.
We were talking about this before, like a royal... Would you want to go to like a royal wedding, Keith?
No, I don't think so.
You wouldn't want to, so
like Princess Di's wedding.
I don't particularly care for the royals. My wife is very much obsessed with them. I've watched royal weddings before on TV because she's obsessed.
Okay.
They're very boring.
Yeah,
but it might be interesting to go to. Like it's boring to watch on TV. That might be interesting to go to. I don't know if that really
fits. The fanciest meal you ever ate in your life.
Yeah, I don't know if it really fits as a celebrity wedding.
Okay. What about...
Did DiMaggio and Marilyn Monroe actually get married?
They might have. That would have been a good one.
That's an interesting
one. What about Rita Hayworth and Orson Welles?
Oh.
Now, they only lasted a year together, but that was probably an unbelievable wedding back in the 40s.
You just got to go to the wedding.
all of Elizabeth Taylor's weddings.
Yeah, that's quite. Oh, you get all of them in one group?
Yeah, you get to go to all of them, probably.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You just like follow her around all those different. All
Kim
those different
Kardashian
weddings.
And Chris Humphries.
Yeah, that one burned
that's
hot.
A quick one, yeah.
Yep. JFK and Jackie.
Also Marilyn Monroe. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
No, no, no.
Britney Spears and Jason Alexander, so you can go to the annulment a day later.
Oh, that's not a bad
that's
one.
That is pretty good. A 2-for-1.
That's not a bad
exactly.
one.
Exactly. All yeah. one trip.
Yeah. What about Elvis Presley and Priscilla? So when they're like, does anybody object? I'd be like, I do. She's 14. Knock it off. That's gross. Why don't people talk about that?
Kind of like a time machine sort
disgusting.
Of thing.
You can save the day.
You're going back and you're kind of the hero.
I'm like, get out of there.
Yeah.
How old is that kid up there? I'd make a scene at the Elvis one.
I was watching SportsCenter. Like a couple Sundays ago,
how's that treat
people
you?
Do that still?
They had I was surprised. It just snuck up on me. All of a sudden, it was just on
SportsCenter,
and they had like an Elvis Taekwondo story, like out of nowhere. He's a big Taekwondo guy.
Yes. Oh yeah.
Did you know this?
Yeah. Well, I knew it was some sort of martial arts. Like I did know that.
Do I? Maybe I. Perhaps I have the martial
because
arts
a lot
yeah,
of
right.
a lot of
karate,
a lot of impressions of. I think even Rob Schneider's impression of Elvis,
they
which he famously has a good one.
They mix in a lot of
they,
it?
They like do like punches and kicks.
I didn't realize like yeah. his stage performance mixed a lot of that in. I didn't know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
This I was too, the show on SportsCenter now, huh?
Yeah, it was like a 10-minute feature.
Yeah.
But it was one of those where I'm like, well, now I'm just watching it, but I didn't know about this.
I got two for you back to back.
Oh, I thought you already gave me like six. You have two
I
more.
Did. Yeah,
oh,
get two okay. more.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise, Nicole Kidman.
Yeah.
John Travolta, Kelly Preston. Now you're at like a Scientology table and you're just like, they're like trying to convert you over. And you're like, that'd be pretty intense.
Yeah.
Right? Open bar, hopefully.
Well, yeah. Well,
Pam and Tommy.
Nice.
Nice.
I've already seen all I need to see from that one. I don't need to.
I've seen everything.
I don't need to see that wedding.
I've seen everything.
Okay.
There's a lot of good ones on here.
No, there's many, yeah. many, many good suggestions.
Mm-hmm. Tom Cruise, Katie Holmes.
For a celebrity way. Yeah, you can get
also
like
a Scientology.
Tom yeah. Cruise value pack there.
Yeah.
Similar to, what was the one you said? Oh, all the Liz Taylor weddings.
All yes, the yes, Liz yes, Taylors.
That comes a package deal. Yep. Friday 4-pack every Friday here on Jones and Keefe, brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. We had the Jones and Keefe Fantasy Football Draft last night. Let's get to our takeaways from what should be a fantastic fantasy football league next.